Okay, today is Daf Yutes, and we are on Daf Yutes. We're on the Mishnah on Yutes Amud Aleph. This Mishnah is going to discuss the ink that you have to write a get with. Might not be necessarily the same halachos about ink for writing Sefer Torahs. That's really tomorrow's Daf. Now we're just going to discuss the get, and here we go. Bechal Kosvin. You can write a get with anything. Bidyo, with ink, Bissam. Rashi says it's some kind of orpiment. I don't know what that is. Some kind of whatever it is. Besikra. Besikra, Rashi says, is some kind of red ink. Bekumus. Kumus is, Rashi says, I'm sorry, Bekumus. Rashi says, we're going to say that's kuma, which is the sap of a tree. Bekankantum, another kind of liquid. Ubechal davish hu shel, Rashi says that kankantum is a... No, Rashi doesn't say what that is. U'b'chol davar shehu shel kayama. Anything that lasts. If it's lasting, it's fine. The Beis Meir says that since we have an order here, we should try to... whatever the Mishnah put first in the order is what we should use. So we should try to use diyo more than anything else. There's one other place we have such a Mishnah, where the Mishnah lists five items, and we say the first item is the best one. You know what that is? By Maror. Right, the Mishnah says five things you could use for Maror. We don't use the first one anyway. We try to use the first one. Right, the Mefarshim explain that the Mishnah is giving you a list of Kedima. Same thing over here. Next, the Ein Kosvin, but you can't write Lo B'mashke, not with any kind of liquid. Lo B'mei Peros, not with juice. V'lo B'chol Dover She'eno Miskayim, not with anything that doesn't last. So how come when it talked about B'chol Dover Shehu Shel Kayama, and here it says b'chol davar she'eino miskayim, why isn't it consistent? So the Shoshana L'David says because even if it's good ink, but on the material you're going to use, it's going to be no good. It's also no good. That's hinted to in the extra words of davar she'eino miskayim. Even if it's good ink, but this ink on this materials is a bad match, then it's not good either. Okay, next. Ala kol kosvin, you can write it on anything. Ala olah shel zayis, on a leaf of a olive tree. Rashi says it's detached because you can't write on something that's attached, because you have to write it and give it, not write it, detach it and then give it. The al karen shel para, you can write on the horn of a cow. Vinosan lo es hapara, and you give her the cow. Al yad shel eved, you can write it on the hand of an eved. Vinosan lo es haeved, you give her the eved. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ein Kosvin, you don't write it, Lo al davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, you don't write it again on live things, not on a cow, not on a person, Velo al ha'ochla, not on food. So I saw an unbelievable question. The Halachas Kitano says, let's say you wrote on the hand of an Eved. You wrote on the hand of an Eved, but you didn't have a chance to give it to her yet. You're going to give it to her soon. You're going to give it to her soon. Can that Eved walk out on Shabbos? Is that Eved considered... that's like a tattoo, really. Right? So is that Eved considered like carrying on Shabbos? If he walks out on Shabbos, it's on his hand. Right? On his hand. So if he walks out on Shabbos, is it carrying? What kind of question is that, right? Of course it's not carrying, right? How could that be carrying? So the Halachas Ketana says it depends. If he plans on giving that get, then it certainly is carrying, because it has chashivas in its own right. But if he's just changed his mind, or you know, he just did it to scare her, or whatever it is, then it's not considered carrying. But the Mincha Solah says it's never considered carrying, like we thought. Why would that be carrying? It's bottled to the hand, right? Just thought that was interesting. It's an aver to put it. It's an aver to put a tattoo on. No question about it. The question is, he's an Eved Kenani. So an Eved Kenani is dealing like an Isha. An Isha can't put on a tattoo either. So how are you putting on a tattoo here? That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it's not so permanent. I know I saw one of them before, one of the Mefarshim explained. One of the Achronim spoke out here. This is a... can you write on your hand? Can you write an appointment on your hand? I have to be at 5 o'clock over here. Okay. Oh, so it's going to come off, right? So can you still do that? Is that within the rubric of tattoo? I know someone spoke about it on today's daf. I didn't have a chance to look. Okay. Says the Gemara. Dio, what's Dio? Dio is Diusa, that's ink. Sam, what's Sam? Sama, some kind of also ink. Sikra, what's Sikra? Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Sakarta Shema. It's called Sakarta, which is red ink. Here, the whole Amar Alpha is going to be about red ink. And Kumas is Kuma. Rashi says Kuma is Sraf Ha'ilon, sap of a tree. You wrote it with that. And Kankantum is Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Shmuel, Charsa De'ushchafi. It's the black stuff of the shoemaker, whatever that is. Whatever the shoemaker uses to make the shoes black, that's what you use to write a get. So that's fine too. The Mordechai says, what if you give her... Oh, v'chal darva shu miskayim. We'll read one more line in the Gemara. V'chal darva shu miskayim. Lasuye mai. What does that come to include? Anything that is miskayim. Lasuye comes to include hadotani Rabbi Chanina, kasvo b'meitaria. If you wrote it with meitaria or v'aftza. It's a big machlokas here if this is two things or one thing. Rashi seems to say it's two things. Meitari is collected dirty rainwater that has now color to it. You know, off the roofs, so it's not pure clear, it's all that's now colored. It's dirty water. So you can write with that. Or aftsa is gallnuts, which is what I think they use today. Some kind of nut, which they extract the dye out of it, and they use that to write. That's kosher. Tani Rab Chia, also kasvo be'ever. If you write with lead, or b'shachor, or with charcoal, or b'shichor, or again with that shoemaker black polish, that's kosher. All that is kosher. The Mordechai says, what if the ink is still wet? You wrote a get, it's mamish right off, you just mamish wrote it. It's still wet, the ink. Can you give it to her? Because now you can smudge it. And it's not really miskayim. It will be miskayim in 20 minutes when it dries. But right now it's not miskayim. So can you give her the get? Is that considered something that's miskayim? If it's wet still? That was Mordechai's question. He said, you can't give it. It's not miskayim. It's not miskayim. Now, the Mechitz Chinuch says, if that's true, then if you write on Shabbos and it's still wet, you're not chayiv. Not chayiv mid'oraisa. Why? Because you're not chayiv until it's miskayim. Right? If you write on the window in the fog, you're not chayav b'doraisa, it's not miskayim. Oh, so that's the famous, we had that question. Let's say you write two letters right before Shabbos is over, and by the time Shabbos ends, it's still not wet. But by the time you finish Maariv, it's going to be wet. It's going to be dry. So you chayav for that? We had that discussion. Let's say you cook on Shabbos, but it's not going to be finished cooking until after Shabbos is over. Are you chayav for that? Are you chayav for a maisa now? It's not really going to happen until after Shabbos? So the Menachem Chinuch held no. But people are going to think it was the Rashash. The Rashash held yes. Seth, remember we had that discussion, but we're talking about now that you have to write a get with something that's miskayin, with ink that's miskayin. So the Mordechai says, let's say you write a get and you give it to her before the ink dries. So the Mordechai held, it's not a get. Why? Because it's not miskayim yet. So the Mechitz Chinuch said, if that's true, then if you write on Shabbos, and it doesn't dry yet, you're also not chayiv. Because it's not miskayim. The ink's still wet. So then what happens if you wrote it on Shabbos, and then the ink's still wet, and then Shabbos ends? And 20 minutes later, it's going to dry. So are you chayiv for that or not? Yeah, we're going to do that the whole daf today. But when we had the discussion, if you cook before Shabbos, right, and then Shabbos ends, are you chayav for that cooking? So the Mechitz Chinuch
also.
What?
It's
a, right, it's a also, right. You plant it today, but it doesn't really take root for two more days. Right. So the Mechitz Chinuch is Lushita, so he holds no. I think the other person was the Rashash. The Rashash held yes, you are chayav. Right. So we said that already. Right, so now, here we go with Shabbos. So hold on, we're going to have Hilcha Shabbos right now. Okay. Itmar, hamavri diyo al gabe sikra b'shabbos. Let's say that you have red ink on, red ink, and you write on top of the red letters, you write with black ink. So you know what? B'shabbos, if you do that on Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish to Amri Tarvayu, they both say, chayef shtayim, you're chayef twice. Why chayef twice? Echad mishum kosev, v'echad mishum mochek. You erased the red letters and you wrote black letters. You chayav twice. Once for writing, once for erasing. The red was there before. It was there on Tuesday. Now on Shabbos morning, you wake up and you write over the red letters with black ink. You chayav twice. Once for erasing the red, once for writing the black.
The same color.
So, 1 minute. Dio al gabi dio. Ink on top of ink. Or sikra al gabi sikra. Or red on top of red. Putter. Everybody would agree you're putter. Why? Because you didn't write anything. You didn't write anything. It's already there. You didn't make a letter. You didn't write any letters. And you also didn't erase. Because it's already there. So you did nothing. You did nothing. Right? Rashi says, Potter, Sharehu b'tchilo, v'lo kasa v'lo machak. You didn't write, you didn't erase, you didn't do anything. Now, Sikra al gabi dio. Now what about this case? This long case we didn't discuss yet. What if it's red on top of black? It was already black. Now I took a red pen on Shabbos. What's the halacha? So Amri lechayev, Amri lepotter. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Amri lechayev. Some say you're chayev. Mocheku. You erased. Why did you erase? Because the red letters are not here. I'm sorry, the black letters are no longer here. I wrote over it. V'amri lepotter, and some say I'm potter. Why? Because makalkelhu. I made it worse. Why did I make it worse? Rashi says, makalkelhu. V'havale kemochek almanas shalo lichtov. It's like erasing, not on the condition to write. Uleman de mechayev. Lo havi makalkel kol kach. It's not really makalkel. Shaharei kosvo nikar. Because the writing is recognizable. Now, getting back for a second. If it's dio al gabe dio, or sikra al gabe sikra, what the halacha was, nobody argued, you're putter. Ask Reb Chaim, fine, I understand that it's not writing. Why isn't that erasing? The bottom layer is gone. Why isn't that erasing? Why is only erasing connected to if I'm writing? If it's good writing, then we hold it's good erasing. Right? But if it's not good writing, then we hold it's not good erasing. Why? The bottom layer is gone. Why isn't that erasing? What? Why? Right. That's what he answers. That, right, if the second layer doesn't add anything, it's dio al gabi dio. If the second layer doesn't add anything, it's not mechika al manas lichtov. You didn't write anything. It's already there. Same color. Right, that's the point. So if that's true, you didn't add anything. Therefore, even though it's now maybe shinier, we're going to have that tomorrow. When you write on top of something, it becomes shinier. So we're going to have that tomorrow by Sefer Torah, even though that's true, but not for purposes of mechika. So there's no mechika at all. Okay? Right. Why isn't it? It's a machlokes. Sikra al gabi dio, red on top of black, amri le chayiv, amri le putter. Some said you're chayiv and some said you're putter. What? Amri le chayiv mochiku, because it's mechika. Right, why is it not kosev? Because it's inferior. Because the red's inferior than the black. Okay, now, boy minei Rish Lakish mir Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Edim she'im yodim lachtom. If Edim don't know how to sign, they don't know how to sign the signature. So what's the halacha? Ma'u she'ichtivu lahem b'sikra. You know what? We'll write their names in red. V'ichsimu k'sav elyon. And then they'll rewrite it over them. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to sign. So we'll write their names in red, and then they'll come along and write it over in black. They could trace, that they could do. And the Mefarshim say, you won't write it exactly, you'll write it a little bit different so that their signature will be a genuine signature, not just block letters. Fine. So, ksav o eno ksav. Is that good? Amale, say the answer to that. No, eno ksav. It's no good. That wouldn't be good. Why wouldn't that be good? Why? It seems to me he's saying that ksav al gabe dio al gabe sikra is no good. That would not be a good signature. So it says, Rish Lakish, Amalei, Valolam Adatena, Rabbeinu Ksav, Elyon Ksav, Inyan Shabbos. But wait a minute. On Shabbos, you held that the Yo on Agabi Red is considered Ksiva. So how come by Shabbos is considered Ksiva and by Gittin it's not considered Ksiva? You wouldn't hold that to be a good writing. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered back, V'chir b'nei sha'anu medamin? Is it because of we're definite? Rashi says, medamin, supposer? Are we supposing that I'm really going to say that you're chayiv? No, nasa maisa. We should make you chayiv we should allow this to be a good get, says Rashi. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan was not saying bevadai that if you did this on Shabbos, if you did black on top of red on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you'd have to make a karban chatas. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying at all. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I have to be machmir, I don't know. I would not make you bring a chatas for this, but l'gabi chumrah, for sure I would say you can't do that on Shabbos. We're going to make this into a kosher get? I'm not getting mekel. I'm going to say it's a kosher get? Because of medamin nasa maisa? Because I'm choshesh that maybe this is writing on Shabbos, I'm going to allow this to be a kosher signature? For sure not. That's what Rashi says. Right? V'chi medamin, sha'anu medamin, because we're supposing, I'm afraid this is a chi of daraita. I would not make it be a carbon for it. I'm not sure. Not 100%. But nasa maisa? So we're going to allow a get? That's Rashi's pshat. But if you look at the Rambam writes, in Hilchus Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha, Tes, Zion. He says that Hamavr Diyo Agabe Sikra, if somebody has black on top of red, Chayev Shtayim. Achas Mishum Kosev, Achas Mishum Mochek. So according to the Rambam, it is definite. So according to the Rambam, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean by that statement? What do you mean by that statement? According to the Rambam, he would be chayef too. You would have to go to the Beis Hillel to bring a chata. You bring two chatas if you did this. Right, Rashi said, no, Rabbi Yochanan was just saying, misafek, we have to be machmir. But you don't, but it's not badai. The Rambam says in black and white, you bring two chatas. So what does the statement mean according to the Rambam? What does this line mean? So the Merkavath HaMishnah says that what the Rambam holds is, even if it's not kosev, it's not real kosev, it's a told of kosev. And for toldos, you also bring karbanos. That's one pshat. The Chassam Sofer says, no, you know why get and Shabbos are different? Because by get, we require ksiva. You have to think this out. By get, we require ksiva. It says v'kasav. This is certainly ksiva. It's certainly not ksiva. It's certainly not ksiva. Right? Why? It's already there. But by Hilchus Shabbos, what we require is malacha. It's certainly a malacha. So for Hilchus Shabbos you'd be chayef. For Hilchus Gittin you would not. That would not be a good signature. That's why the Rambam says it's definite. And what Rabbi Yochanan means is you can't get for Shabbos to Gittin, like you said. Hilchus Shabbos is a din of malacha. Certainly a malacha here. Is it a ksiva? For sure not. Therefore, there's no signature. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi. Rashi says, you're not bechayev to, it's a suffix, I don't know what to tell you. Would I go ahead and recommend doing that on Shabbos morning? For sure not, it's a suffix, I don't know. If you did it, would you have to bring a chayev a carbon? No, you don't bring carbonos on a suffix halacha. Only on a vade halacha.
What?
So he meant, don't do it, because I'm not sure you're going to be chayev shtayim. You might be being chayev shtayim. Can you bring a carbon if you're not 100% sure if it's even a favor? No. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam says, no, you chayev shtayim, like you said, it says in favor, you chayev shtayim. Aye, what do Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? No, you can't compare Shabbos and Gittin. It's two different worlds. Next, Itmar. Eidim she'em yodim lachtom, Eidim that don't know how to sign, Rav Amar mekarin lehem nayar chalak, we cut out on the paper for them, we etch out their names, ummalein et hakriyim diyo. And again, they fill in their names with ink, and of course, and all the farshim again say, you don't carve it exactly because it's not a signature. Then they're just tracing. So somehow they leave room for the signatures to be their own authentic signatures. Amar Shmuel said no. Be'ever, you write it with lead, and then they fill it in. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Be'ever salgadaitach. The Eidim are Mamaratzim, right? They don't know how to sign. So you're going to write it in lead for them? But lead's good signature. Lead's good writing. If you write with lead or charcoal or black shoe polish, it's kosher. So how could you write it first in lead? And then they're going to trace over it. Lead's good. So the Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a kasha. Hub avra. You write it over in lead that's dry. Dry lead. That's no good. Ha b'maya de ivra. When did that Reb Chiya say that lead is good when it's mixed with water? Then it's a good writing. So here you're not mixing it with water. I think Reb Moshe might say the exact reverse because he says ma'aseh b'chol yom that you write with lead. Write a pencil made out of lead. Maybe not anymore. Maybe in those days. And I saw in the back that there was a Dibros Moshe about how this could be true. That writing with wet aver is going to be writing, and if you write it with dry, it's not. It's not true. So, but the pashtos, if you write it with dry, that's not ksiva. That you can scratch out for the edim, and they'll find on top of it. But if it's already with liquid, that's going to be a good signature. That you can't do for them. Because then you signed it. Then it'll be a ksav al gabi ksav, which will be no good. Another try. You write it for them first with gallnut juice. You write it with gallnut juice. Then they write their signatures on top of that. So the Gemara says, gallnut juice? If you write it with gallnuts, it's kosher. So there'll be again a ksav al gabi ksav. How could you do that? So amale lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Hard to off it. No. If you treated the cloth with gallnut juice, so the cloth already is, that has a layer of gallnut juice on it, then there's no gallnut juice, agave gallnut juice. So therefore, you treat it with gallnut juice, you then write it, their signatures in gallnut juice, doesn't really show through. And then, but it's a little bit of a trace. Then they sign on top of that, that's fine. Ha, delo afits. But if it's not treated, if it's regular cloth that's untreated, you're right, that when you write gallnut juice on it, it's going to be a permanent thing. That you can't do. Because then it'll be ksaf agave ksaf, and that'll be no good. What?
Water is
tar? No, it's not water, it's gallnut juice. That's dirty water that has color. She'ain meymalin, agave meymalin. Because you don't have meymalin, you can't have gallnut juice on top of gallnut juice. So that explains the stira. Rav Papa Amar Barok. No, you write it with rogue, with spit. V'chein ori le Rav Papa le Papa Torah. And Rav Papa taught Papa the cattle herdsman that Barok. You should write it with spit. All these coolers are only by gittin. Why? Because if you can't get the signal, if you can't get the edim now, then maybe there won't be a get. And if there's not a get, Rashi says maybe she'll fall to the mean brother-in-law in Yibum. We don't want that to happen, right? Or maybe she'll be stuck and we're not sure if the get was given. All these aguna issues. So then we'll allow getting people that don't even know how to sign their own name as edim. But avol b'shtaros. But if it's a star, lo, we would never be so mako. The Hahu Avda, the Avad of the Bashar Shtaros, it once happened that they relied on these kinds of Edim, and they did this whole pre-signatures to the Edim by another Shtar, by not by a Get, and Vinagde Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana beat them up. He was very upset about that. He gave them Malachas Mardis, whatever, he hit them. Why? What kind of thing is not to have good Edim? Go get yourself good Edim. Fine, by Gittin, we'll make them, because you don't want her to be stuck. A regular loan document you can use, Aiden don't even know how to sign their own name? No.
So, in all the other cases, it goes there by get up to other stars. But here it actually happened. That they messed up by another star.
Right. Right. They weren't goes there. Exactly. Now, we're going to have a machlokas about that, but we're going to end up coming down on that this is the halacha. Tanik kavase derav. We have a bris that supports Rav. Edim she'em yodim lachtom. If Edim don't know how to sign their names, what do? Mekrayin lahem niyar chalak. We carve out for them their names. We scratch out their names on the paper. Umamalein et hakrayim diyo. And then the Edim fill in their names with diyo. Amar Rav Shirin ben Gamliel. Bamed devom amur. Now the Tanakhama said that in blank. He didn't differentiate what kind of star that is. So mistami he holds by any document. Whether it's a loan or a get, it makes no difference. When is that only true? Begite nashim. That's only true by get. Aval shechuri avadim v'shal kol shtaros. But by every other document in the world, im yodin likros, if they know how to read, v'lachlom and to sign, chosmin, then fine. V'im lav, and if not, ain chosmin, they can't sign it. So the Gemara says, we had this already. Kari yaman dekai shmei, who threw in here reading? What did Rav Shirin throw in reading for? Tanakhama didn't say a word about reading. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chesuri mechzera v'hachi ketani. There are words missing. Edim she'em yodim likros. If Edim don't know how to read, they don't even know how to read, then what do we do? We karin v'lefneim. We'll read it for them. V'chosman, and then they'll sign it. V'she'em yodim lachlan. If they don't know how to sign, then not. Then we'll scratch it out for them. Amar b'shir ben gamliel b'medev. Amar mur, when is all that true? B'gite nashon. It's only true b'get. Ava shakuri avadim v'shar koshtaros. Im yodim likros v'lachtom chosman. V'yamlav ein chosman. If they know how to sign, good, and if not, not. Only by get we shall make them. Amar Rav Elazar, my time of Rav Shur ben Gamliel. Why? So the Gemara says, Shlo Yehu Bnos Yisrael Agunos. We don't want women being Agunos. How are they going to be Agunos? Either, as Rashi said, either the get won't be chal and she'll fall to the rotten brother-in-law in Yivam. We don't want that to happen. What? It doesn't mean Aguna here. Literally, it means she's going to be in an undesirable situation. So to help her out, not to be in an undesirable situation, will be Mekel and use Edim that don't really know how to sign their names. Okay?
How
do you know the guy is reading the actual shot? Oh, we're going to have that in a minute. Amar Rava says, Halacha Kirushir Megam Leo. Like that. By get will allow it, not by other things. Virav Gamda. Mishmei Durava Amar Ein Halacha. A Rav Gamda says, no, not true. That halacha is not like Kashir Megam Leo. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Alakiman. Who's the halacha like? Kirabanan? The halacha is like the Rabbanan? If the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that means by any star it's okay. V'ha hahu da'avad uvda b'shar star is v'nadir Rav Kahana. But Rav Kahana gave somebody malchus for that. Right? So Rishaya pick answers. So Rav Gamda argued on Rav Kahana. Why can't Rav Gamda argue on Rav Kahana? They're both on Meroyim. So he answers, he basically on a Tosfos and Moed Katan, no, nobody argues on Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was such a chash of such a gadol, you don't argue on Rav Kahana. Right? Even though he could. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Tirguma Akriya. No, when Rav Gamda said the halacha is not like Rav Shir Ben Gamliel, he only meant on the reading. On the reading part. That was the Chesuri Mechzer. We stuck that in. That's when he held that if they don't know how to read, by we'll allow it. But by signing, he agreed. Fine. Now we're going to get to your topic. Rabbi Yehuda was an elderly man, and he had a very hard time. He had to read the whole thing before he signed his name. And it was hard for him. He was an old man. He was hard to see. Rashi explains. V'chas, and then he would sign it. So Amalei Ula. So Ula told him, "Lots riches. You don't have to do all that. You don't have to make yourself so difficult reading like that. You know why? The Rabbi Lazar mara the Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Lazar, the great one of Eretz Yisrael, karu kamei v'chasim. He had people read for him. He had people read it for him. V'chasim. Then he signed it. So you don't have to kill yourself to read it. Rav Yehuda, let them read it to you, as Rabbi Lazar did. Who? What do you mean, mara the Eretz Yisrael? The great man of Eretz Yisrael." So Rashi says, who is this person? This is Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. He's the great man of Eretz Yisrael, and he's called that because he was a baki in Hilchas Nida. He knew, the Gemara there, he smelled, a woman came and he smelled her, and he smelled the blood, and he was able to say exactly what kind of blood it was. Where it came from was a Tamei Tahar. He was such a baki in Hilchas Nida. So I got this new sefer called, it's called Mafteach HaParnasa. It has nothing to do with that, but I got this on Mamish on Monday. It's called Mafteach HaParnasa. It's all about Parnasa. So it's like a bestseller. Who wouldn't buy a sefer like this, right? So I bought it. Anyway, I was looking at it last night, and on page 30, they have a story there from something from Rav Pinkus. Rav Pinkus asked, how come the people that don't have life good and have tzaras with Parnasa, how come they never, their massive, like very rare, it doesn't change? That's fuck like that. And why doesn't davening help, and how come things don't, right? It's all the old questions. The question's better than the answer. So anyway, quotes a story from Rav Elazar ben Padas that was called Marad Ari Yisrael. And I said, oh my goodness, Mamash, I'm saying this in the morning about Marad Ari Yisrael, and Mamash in this story here about Rav Elazar ben Padas, that he's the Marad Ari Yisrael. He was called the great man of Yisrael because he was such a Talmid Chacham. He was so poor, the story goes, that when he was bloodletting, he had nothing to eat. After you bloodlet, even today, after you give blood, you have to eat something because it weakens you to take out all that blood. So he had nothing to eat. He was so hungry that he fell asleep. And while he fell asleep, he had a dream, and the Talmidim were watching him sleep, and he was laughing and crying. And they asked him, why are you laughing and crying? So he said, because I had a dream that I was sitting next to Hashem, and I told Hashem, am I ever going to have a better life? I'm so hungry. So Hashem said, listen, if I turn the world back and start over,
maybe you'll have a better life. So he said, maybe. So Hashem said, yeah, that's what it's all about. So he davened for more Olam Haba. Because he asked Hashem, well, did I really live more than half my life? So Hashem said, yeah. So he said, then I don't want to turn the world back, just let me have more Olam Haba. So as Rav Pinkus said, you see, you could daven for anything, even more Olam Haba. Even he didn't want to daven for Olam Haza. Okay, so that's fine. But if you daven for Olam Haza, certainly Hashem can answer your tefillos. That's the, but as we said, the questions are always better than the answer, but that's the story of Amor Dara Disro. Okay, anyway. Back to Gittin. Well, no, the money back guarantee. I'm sure it's in the introduction, right? Rav Nachman. So again, what are we talking about? We're talking about that Rabbi Yehuda does not have to kill himself and strain himself to read it himself. He could have had people read it for him. Rav Nachman kami kame sifri daini. Rav Nachman had the sofer read it to him. The sofer, the Beis Din, has hired a special sofer. And then he would sign the document. And the Gemara says, v'dachver Rav Nachman, only Rav Nachman, the sifri daini, and the hired expert sofer from the Beis Din, the istlahu ensa. Because that guy's not going to read a false document. He's not going to make up stories in front of Rav Nachman. Avo Rav Nachman v'sifri achwini. Both they would be a great man like Rav Nachman. And another guy, or Sifri Daini, or the hired sofer from Beis Din, v'inish achwini, and another guy. Lo, we would never allow only one person to read the document. You have to have two. Why? To make sure that what they're reading to you is accurate. And not only that, Rav Papa ki havi asa lekame shtara parsa, the Ovid barakos shel kusim. Not only that, even a document that's authenticated in a court of kusim, and Jews signed on it. Even such a document, I'm sorry. Even if the kusim signed it, but makri lahu l'shnei kusim, he would have the kusim read it to him. Zeh shalob ifnei zeh. One not in front of the other. Mesiach lefi tumo. Mesiach lefi tumo means derech agav. Not, by the way, I am Rav Papa, and I'm a Dayan, and I want you to read this document so I can know this. I said, no, that's not what he would do. He would call over one of the guys and say, by the way, can you read this for me, please? I'm learning Kusi, and I have a little trouble with this. He would bring it in a roundabout way that they shouldn't know that they're being grilled. That's Mesiach lefi tumo. Right? He did it to both of them, and then, you know what? Umagbi bei mishabdi. He even allowed collecting from nechasim mishubadim, even from encumbered fields. Why? Why not? It's a good star. Now we had said that had this been done by hedyotos, by goyim hedyotos, kutsim, we'd never allow it. But it's done in a court. It's a court of law. So we assume that the court of law has some kind of validity to it. They read it in front of Papa. They signed it. Why not? Amar of Ashi, Amali Rav Huna, Barnasa, and Hachi Amar Meimar, a similar din, Haishtar Parsa'a, a Persian document, a Persian star, the Chasim El Hasadi Yisrael, with Jewish signatures, Jews signed it, Magvinan Bey Mimishabde. We would enforce that. We would enforce that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, V'halayadil Mikri, but they don't know how to read Kuthi, they don't know how to read Persian. So how do they know what they signed? So the Gemara says, no, but Yadi, they knew. Those people knew Persian. People knew. But you're not allowed to write on a document that could be erased. And our documents are treated with, like we said before, they're treated with some kind of chemical that you can't erase it. So the Gemara says, no, Veleka, that was lacking over here. So the Gemara says, no, but the Afitzen, no, they put Golnad, they treated their document too. So they couldn't erase things. So Gemara says, wait a minute, V'inan Sarach Shiyach Lachzar Minyano Shal Shtar B'Shita Achrona V'Lekar. We have a din that you have to summarize the whole shtar in the last line. And they don't have such a din in Persia. So the Gemara says, no, but Mahadu, they had something, this shtar had it. Right? Barabasa, the Gemara there explains, why do you have to do that? Because you don't want, let's say there's a shtar, and then on the bottom there's two lines for signatures. So then after they sign, you can fill whatever you want in between. Right? Between the end of the document and the signatures, you can fill in whatever you want. You can change all the terms. So no, you have to recap in the last line. Once there's the recap, you can't write anything after the recap. That's why there's such a din of a recap. So this Persian document had the recap in the last line. The Elamai Kamash Malon. So what's the Chiddush now? The Bechal Lashon Kasher? That's old news. Tanina. Getcha Kasav Ivrit. If it gets written in Hebrew, the Eid of Givanis, and the Eidim are Greek, or Yivanis, or it's written in Greek, the Eid of Ivrit. Kasher. It's good. So Gemara says, you're right. I would have thought it's only by Gittin. Why? Because we're makeup for women. We don't want women being stuck. You want finality to their get process, right? Aval b'shar shtaros lo. Who said we would allow the other shtaros? Kamash Malan, we would allow it by other shtaros. Right, we don't say that Greek is different because Greek is similar to Hebrew. Right, we don't say that. Right. Greek was just an example of a foreign language. No different than Persian or English. What? But Hilchas Sefer Torah does also. Right. Okay, here we go. Someone asked this before, and it's very fascinating in Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Nasan l'nayar chalak. If a guy gives a blank piece of paper to a woman, the Amar law, and he says to her, Harei zeh giteich, this is your get, migureshes, she is divorced. You hear this? Chayshinan, we are choshesh, shema b'mi malin kasvu, maybe it was written in gallnut ink, and now it erased. So Tosfa says, the only way this could even have a havamin of being good is either it was read beforehand by people, like we said, they have to read the thing beforehand, or at least Adam saw that it had some writing on it. Now it got erased. Now Tosfa says, the Baal is believed to say this was a get, because he can give a get right now. So believe me, this is real, if not, I'll write another one. So because he could say that, he's believed. But there has to be that there was some writing. What? Yes, also some of that is the Eidim Asiri here. Well, the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. So now, Meisvei, how could you say that? Hareze Gitech. If someone says, here's your get, and the minute she gets that get, then it lasso vizroko ligam. She throws it into the ocean. Or into the fire. O l'chol davar ha'avod. Or anything that destroys, right? She. V'chazar v'amar, and then the husband says, "You know what? That wasn't really a get. Shtar pasim hu. It was a shtar. It's a document that I had written up. That it's pasim means exaggerated. I write up these documents. I want people to think I'm rich. He owes me money. He owes me. It's all baloney. That's all that was. It wasn't really a shtar. It wasn't really a document. I just wanted people to think I'm rich. People owe me money. The whole thing is a joke. Oh, or shtar manahu. It's a document for a loan that I gave in advance, but I didn't lend the money yet." But the guy trusts me, and I'm not going to collect it until I actually lend him the money. That's what it was. I mean, it wasn't even a get. Mikureshes, it's still a good divorce. You know why? Again, because we don't believe him. V'lo kol haymena la'osra. And there's no chashash that she can't remarry. So some say it was written beforehand, or Eidim Asiri here, but the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Anyway, Taima, the whole reason why we say it's good is the Ika Ksav, because there was some writing there. Ha Deleka Ksav, but if there's no writing at all, lo, we would never allow such a get to be chal. So Shmuel, if it's true, if you're right, that if you hand over a blank piece of paper that and you say it's a get, it's good, that Brisa for sure would have mentioned that. That's a much bigger Chiddush. For sure, in the case of the woman throws it in the fire. For sure. Therefore, Shmuel, you must be wrong. So the Gemara says, lo. Kika amar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say his din? That it's good, b'davakinale, b'maya dinara. Where we tested the document with some kind of pomegranate juice, some kind of thing to test it. E, pal, if the letters come out, then of course it's a good get. And e lo palit, and if it doesn't, the letters don't come out, then lav klum hu, it's nothing. So Shmuel says, of course, we tested it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, v'chi palit, my hava. So if the letters come out now, who cares? Hashta hu, the palit, now it comes out. Who said it came out when he gave it to her? He could have given her a blank piece, could have written in invisible ink. That's not a good get. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel, nami chayshinan ka'amar. Didn't Shmuel say chayshinan? He's choshesh. Therefore, if this is given to her, she cannot marry a Kohen, because it's a Choshesh. Maybe she's divorced. But we also wouldn't allow Yibam, because maybe she's divorced. So if the husband dies, it would force the other brothers to give Chalitza, because maybe she's not divorced. We don't know. We just don't know. It's a suffix. That's all he meant to say. Now, Amar Ravina, Amar Liya Meimar, Hachi Amar Maremar Mishmei Derav Dimi, Hani Beitrei, Diyoyev Gita Kamaihu, if two people... give over a get, the get has to be read in front of them. Tzricha l'mikrayu, they have to read it. So May say, wait a minute. Harei ze gitech, if someone says, here's your get. V'nit lasso v'zorko l'yam, ola avir, ola chaldavir, sha'avir. And she takes it and destroys it. V'chazav amar shtar pasim hu shtar manahu. Then the husband says, by the way, that wasn't really a get. It was just some other document I wrote up. Some other document. It wasn't a get. What's the halacha? Migureshes. She's divorced. V'lo kol haymena la'osra. There's no chashash that she can't remarry. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'amar tetzrichel mikraihu. And if you tell me that before a get is given, it's red in front of everybody. So basa demakri mi matzi amalei hachi. Well, after it's red, he comes up with a thing. By the way, it wasn't really a get. It was a shtar pasim. We just read it 5 minutes ago. We read it. We gave it to her. She destroyed it. No, it wasn't really a get. What's he saying? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, you know what the chashal is? The basa dekriyai alaihu. After it was read, lebeyade v'afke, he took it back, stuck it in his sleeve, and gave her a document. Now the tema, I would think, chalufe chalfe, he did the old switcheroo, and he never gave her the get, he gave her some other document, kamash malam, we're not choshish for that. That's what's going on here. That's what you asked me. How do you know it's the real one? We're not choshish, she's going to pull a switcheroo like that. Okay? What? Right. But we know it's a document. The question there is it a fault to her rishus or not?
Yeah.
So we don't know. But when you pick it up and you open it, hey, this is a get. Here, she destroyed it the minute she got it, so we never looked at it.
Does she have to receive it or not?
Yeah, she has to receive it, but if it's in her rishus, it's considered as if she received it. So the question there is, did it go into her rishus or not? It's on the border. That we don't know. That's the question there. But we know it's a get. Here, we don't even know if it's a get. But when Achoshesh, someone's going to pull the switcheroo. So just very quickly, so talking about, the Yerushalmi says as follows. There used to be, in the olden days, they had secret agents in the olden days also, and they used to write on invisible ink. And then, when you would treat the invisible ink with some kind of treatment, the letters would appear. The Yerushalmi says, if you treat invisible ink on Shabbos, you're chayav midaraisa for kosev. However, the Prima Gadim says, let's say you write on a piece of paper, you write with milk, so you can't see a thing. Then you go next to the fire, and you put the sheet of paper next to the fire, and it starts to turn brown, and then the letters of the milk come up, it's only ksiva midarabanam. So everybody asks, what's the Prima Gadim talking about? The Yerushalmi said, if you do that, it's Chayav Midaraisim. Here he says it's Midarabanan. So if Tzvi Pesach answered, it depends. If you treat the paper, if you treat it with some other chemical, your mom is doing a Maisa Ksifa, you're making the letters appear. That's Midaraisa. But if you just put it next to the fire, you didn't treat it, by itself it happens, that's only Midarabanan. Okay? That's the Tzvi Pesach. So where does this come up? I don't think they make them anymore. They used to make them years ago. They were hot when they came out. Those plastic thermometers that when you put them on your forehead, the number would appear what temperature you have. Do they still make those? I don't know if they make them anymore. Remember they used to come, when they came out, there was a big hack. Is that ksiva on Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman said 100%. It's no different than the case of the milk. So if you put it on your forehead and the number lights up, 102, that's just like the milk, that'd be ksiva midravana. However, Shlomo Zalman it's in Rav Ribi Yad Sefer as well. He says that if the numbers are already there, and the only thing that happens is a color changes, that's mutter. Because it's only temporary tzviya, it's not even really tzviya. The whole thing, he says it's no different than those photo grade sunglasses when you walk into what? No, in some of them the number's not there. When you put on your forehead, what number you have lights up. That's ksiva midrabanan. But if the number's already there, and it just either changes color, or becomes brighter, or a color shoots out on the temperature that you have, that's fine. Well, it all comes out of this Gemara, right? Amazing how they pull halacha lemaisa events out of old. We always appreciate when the gedolim do that. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.